Bill my clients this time.
He's gonna have an alibi.
All right, Mishnah Beis. Okay, Perik Beis is a pasuch sheba. Oh, where am I? This Perik Perik Beis. Ain't right on the going mashachas. Ubeinah, but you don't look at the nega. You don't look at the nega. You don't look at the nega. Not we're looking over here today in the going Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. Bnei Beis. Kol Bnei Beis. Igore. Kol Bnei Beis. Igore. Kol Bnei Beis. You know where that comes from? That nusach. The kinnus.
Igore.
I'll make all the Bnei Bayis cry. Every reference comes from the Kinnis. one track mind. Zuchash also tzar bifinu. Ein roin negoyim v'shachas. You don't look at the negoyim v'shachas, ubein arbaim, because shachas is the time. Shachas is when you, is the heat of the day. That's when you have to sit on the floor. So you don't look at the nega ain't living in the shachas in the afternoon. The lib sechavayis not besechavayis, and in the bayis lebiyem hamuuna not on a cloudy day lefisha hakeha nires aza. Okay, so in the morning, it's no good. In the afternoon, it's no good. And the sechavayis. What does it say? It says, hey, hayne nigi adam ubegodim avol the bottom lesagi b'vavachi. Okay, it means inside, yeah, so you don't go look at a nega indoors. It's saying, yeah, that's a chiddush. You look at a nega, when the kohen comes to inspect the nega, he inspects the nega outdoors. That's a chiddush. I wouldn't expect to say that. Zai Gizun, so good to see you. Have a wonderful day, be well. Be well, Zai. I'm not disturbing you now. Okay, Zai Gizun. Okay, so weiter. So you don't look at the nega. Okay, not. Indoors, nega has to be inspected outdoors.
I would have said that as well because of the toe and the stirs and tame right off the bat. And whatever else is in the house is probably tame also, no? So if he's outdoors, then that house might get a pass, no? Is that how it works, or making up my own laws of negayim?
Wait, say that again?
Meaning that anything that he touches is going to be tummy. So if he's out of the house, he's less likely to touch something. So it's just a practical that HaTorah Chosam Amonim Shayus Grill.
Because the Kohen declares him tummy as a menuga, then he's going to be mitame anything that he touches. Interesting. I never thought of that. Interesting idea. He's saying that if he, but he's not a dead body. He's not mitame be'ohil. He's not mitame with the ganze bayis. He's mitame b'mag, what he touches.
Right.
So
then that he's in the house, like he might be like something.
So keep him away from things in the house that he should not be metame items in the house, he's saying.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I hear what you're saying.
I mean that's the rationale Ufino as Habayis. Not the lesson from the Kinnah. But if Fino has habayis, that they have to take the stuff out of that.
I want to try something now. It's very important. Oh no, it's not going to work. All right. Well, the sound. I need that. It's very important to get this to work. I need to just do something over here real quickly. Can you give me a second? Forget it. I'm not going to waste your time on this. Forget it. Not now. Tomorrow. Like I said before we started the shiur. Okay, weiter. All right, I hear what you're saying.
I'm saying that that's fine.
Okay, but he's saying over here, din. He's saying a different din. Over here, he's saying that it's in the mara. It's not, that would be no gear. Let's say there would be absolutely nothing in the house. The house bare. Bare. No items to touch. There's mamish, nothing to touch. So still the halacha does not change. Still the halacha, because it's a din of the mara. When you look at the bayis, when you look at the nega, it's din of the ri'iyas hanega. The ri'iyas hanega cannot take place in outdoor light. Indoor light. Because in indoor light, you're not going to see the proper color. You're not going to be able to pass in the halacha. lighting counts. Very big zacha, lighting. Right?
Yeah.
You look very tired.
I'm okay, Baruch Hashem. I'm just learning from a horizontal position, from a different horizontal position.
You okay?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
How's Carmi doing?
As far as I know, okay. I spoke to him last night. He was okay. Today in the morning when the anesthesia wakes up, you know, it's by Ziba Boker to say I'm my novel, it's probably going to hurt.
He doesn't know about. It doesn't hurt him. He doesn't pay attention. He's thinking about other things. He is thinking about things. He doesn't have. He doesn't let those things affect his interfere with his thinking. He's thinking about the tetragrammaton, and its intersection with the Rav. Yisrael v'araisa v'harov chatu.
I thought that's Rabbi Rakefa.
Weiter.
Okay.
It's in the Riyah. It's in the Riyah Sanega. The Riyah Sanega has to only take place mitoich outdoor light. If you look at the Nega in indoor light, it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware that they used to say Kiddush Levana indoors, and at some point that was changed, and they started saying it out?
Really?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
How could you see that? How could you see the Levana from indoors?
Why can I open up my window and see the Levana from indoors?
This is a shot only b'diavet. L'chatchil, you should be outdoors. Is the whole halach about this? You're not supposed to from indoors.
I forgot who had the takana. I was just reading the quotation. They mentioned his name or got me something else and said, "Oh, by the way, he was the one that came out against. He was the one that came out against the Levana from indoors." I did not know that. Yeah, I mean, I know that indoors is only like a b'diavet. Right, but I'm saying, but apparently it was, I don't know if it was customary, but people used to make the broth indoors.
Interesting. Right, okay, weiter. So, nice again. But shachtu v'ribayim v'loibus rabayis v'loibim. So, therefore, you know, go to the negev and shachas loibin abayim v'loibus rabayis v'loibim. Mamun on a cloudy day, lifi shakeya nireis as. In all of these situations, in the kea. The one that's really kaya looks aza on a cloudy day indoors in the morning and in the afternoon. So I guess the only place to look at it is mamash in broad daylight. You look at it in broad daylight when the sun is shining in the midday, and outdoors. V'lebet saharayim, lefish, don't look at it in the evening. Lefish aza nireske, because in the aza that's really tamei, really because it's no good. Emosai royin, when's the best time to see it? B'sholosh uvi arba arba uvi chamesh uvi sheva. So we go with 3, 4, 5. You skip 6. So 3, 4, 5. So that's 3 o'clock. Well, that's 11 o'clock. 11? No, it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
No,
3 o'clock
is 9 o'clock.
No, three. Sholo. What do you mean 9 o'clock? 3 hours. So no, it's not 9 o'clock. Right. 3 o'clock. Zman Shachris, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema until Sholosh, until 9 o'clock. So therefore, and Arba is 10 o'clock, V'chamesh and 11 o'clock, until 12 o'clock. But once you get to Chatzos, you can't do it. V'sheva, you skip 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, no, 12, oh, right, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you skip. All right, 9 o'clock, Sholosh is 9 o'clock, so 9 to 10. When is Chatzos? Chatzos is 7, right?
Chatzos is 12.
We're all mixed up over here.
What? I don't understand. Look at.
Oh, look at the picture. Look at the picture over here. Look on the bottom. Shos Manios. So these. Okay, fine. Let's go back. Let's read the Mishnah first. V'sholosh v'yarbi v'chamesh u'v'sheva u'v'shmoinu v'teisha divrei Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Hudai Meir b'arba v'chamesh v'shmoinu v'teisha. So he limits. He has shorter hours. Okay, shorter hours, he limits the visiting hours. Feeding time. It's feeding time during the other hours. Let's see the Rav. Rav Yeh says, Ein Royin Hanigoyim B'Shachar Zabin Abayim. B'chulu, the alfina mikra d'chsev l'chol mare eni ha-kayin. Ma kayin shechosar ma'or, just a kayin that's chosar light ain't ma'or enough, ain't a roya es ha-negoyim. Af so too, yoyim shechosar ma'oroi, ain't roin boy es ha-negoyim. If the day is missing light, you do not look at the negoyim. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Bi'arbu, B'chamesh, V'halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's a pretty straightforward Mishnah. Let's go over here, the Ikim Mefarshim. Ikim Mefarshim over here is Mishnah Beis Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu Melamedes, Be'ez HaShos, B'yom Renes HaNegoyim, Lo B'yom Ma'amunan, U'ma'avirin, Oysa L'machar, not in a cloudy day, U'ma'agunas L'machar, V'yesh B'dev V'lachu L'hachim, K'le'el Perikama. You're going to wait. Memeil, once you're going to wait, Memeil, the nega might change. It might change Mar, so it might result for you as either a Kula or a Chumra. Okay, good bite. Next. Then it's over here, B'sholosh Rav V'chamesh, La B'tchila Sholosh. Okay, doesn't mean over here, does not mean over here in the beginning of the third hour. The Im Kain, B'sheva Nami, B'tchila Sheva, U'B'tchila Sheva, cannot possibly be when it says Seva, that's midday, that's the worst time. Elohochi Koma, this is what it means, B'soiv Sholosh. So therefore, yeah, the end of three. V'chol arba, the ad soif chamei, shehu shtei shows, the end of 5 hours, shehu shtei shows, 2 hours lefnei hatzorayim. U'v'sheva means b'soif sheva. Ah, u'v'sheva b'soif sheva, chol shmoine, ad soif teisha, shehu shtei shows, le'achar hatzorayim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'arba, b'soif arba, the end of the 4th hour. Ad soif chamei, shehu shol lefnei hatzorayim. The might of that tzoraim delays ad shtei shos, for 2 hours. So let's see the picture. The picture over here says you have alois hashachar. 12 hours. Rabbi Meir says, when do you start? Shachris. So the area that's gray. Hakitoim hamirushosim heim hashos hazmaniyah shebachem roin negoyim. The ones that are gray. The gray ones. So when it says over in the Mishnah, ein roin es negoyim b'shachris v'ein abayim b'nevzach lo b'zach l'bayis. V'loi b'vzim amun v'lishu v'akshay nes na'aza. Well, it's not Ayim, Lefisha Azza nearest Kea, not in the Tzarayim, because in the Azal is Kea. A Mosai Rayin B'Sholosh. So Sholosh means the Sholosh, according to Rabbi Meir, a Diver Meir is going to be really the end of the 3rd hour, he says. So the picture is not accurate. The picture is, he says over here, B'Sholosh, Labit Chosholosh, Kabar, Idim Kayim Sheva, Sheva, Nabi B'Sholosh, Sheva, would be the beginning, that's going to be Chatzos. So how come he doesn't make the picture correct? He's not really making it correct. Oh, you know, so that's the bottom picture. Right, so the picture he's trying to present over here is the bottom picture. What he writes in the Ikim Mefarshim, it's the bottom picture. It means the end of 3, which means the beginning of 4, and it means until 5, the end of 5. And then when it says 7, it means the end of 7, and the end of 9, 2 hours. So he's giving, then we come to Rabbi Yehuda, really says no. He's saying over here that the Shachris goes longer and Tzoraim goes longer. So therefore, it means 4 means the end of 4 until according to until the end of 5. And Tzoraim begins end of 8 until the end of 9.
But usually we try to Tzoraim as like the afternoon, no?
Midday.
Midday.
Midday, Shachris, Tzoraim, and Abayim. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, it's pretty straightforward. I like this Mishnah. Easy Mishnah. We haven't had such an easy Mishnah in decades. Let's see. It must be the red moon. That's why. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Ein Roinis and Goyim B'Shachris. You don't receive Negev during Shachris because you're not supposed to be distracted from davening Shachris. The Ein Ben Abayim, not in the afternoon, because afternoon is you have to pick up your kids from yeshiva. V'loy b'soch habayis, because there's internet in the bayis. Internet, it's tovay. You can't do tovay shal b'kedushin in the makom of tumah. Weiter. Now it says, you can't do it on a day that's cloudy. A day that's cloudy because you can't say Kiddush Levana. Because when these situations, it's dark, it's hest upon him. When in the zman of darkness, then even a kea near as, in a time of darkness, even a small little lazach becomes impossible to deal with. When you're living in a zman of hest upon him, if the coffee is not hot enough for you, you got to 11 is over. It becomes suicidal. A klein nizach, the klein nizach. If you don't have a good what to watch on television at night, your favorite show is not on tonight, they show you a rerun, you go meshuggah. That's during the dark times, the kea, what's mederechal weak and schwach and not insignificant, it becomes aza. It becomes aza, gross zach. Same good verse, a Muslim to gewart. In dark times, even a kleine zach becomes aza. No, it's true. Weiter. I heard a Rav said that this year, I think we have to now, I mean, Misakin, we have to have more, we have to have a Sveik of the Yom of Tisha B'Av, Mikan Ula Haba. We have to have 2 days Tisha B'Av every year. There's not enough time to go to all the movies. We have to be Marech Tisha B'Av so we can go to all the movies.
You have to get someone who will allow you to watch it on Shabbos Chazon. If you can stream it beginning Shabbos Chazon, he won't have to answer. We'll have to make the second day in.
Weiter. Okay, so therefore, ain't no such thing as shachas when a boy benuz chavayis l'bivu unem l'fisha ken nirus as loybat saharayim, not during the tzaraim l'fisha as them when it's very very strong nirus kaya. During the time of the gilui shechina, then people don't focus on the negoim. They don't focus on the greisa chesra when there's a revelation and everything is gvaldik, and you're very happy. You tend to the yishman yishurun vayivat, bad midos go overlooked. Emosai royin b'sholosh b'arba b'chamesh. And according to the parish of the Eichem Farshim, b'sholosh means the end of three. The end of three, the entire four. U'v'chamesh means until the end of five. Okay? And u'v'sheva. And then means the end of seven. The end of seven, because if it means mamish seven, it doesn't make sense, because seven is chatzois mamish. So it must mean the end of seven. Uvashava, Uvashmaina, Uvatesha, did Rabbi Meir. Doshtay, this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bi Arba, he limits his man. Bi Arba means the end of four. Hold Shachris extends more time. Bechamish. And then Bishmaina, Uvatesha. When does Sarayim end? At the end of eight and the whole entire nine. Okay, so that is the halacha. I think it's very straightforward. Next mission. Yeah, Vaita? Next, koina suma ba'achas me'enav o shaka me'orenav, a koina that's blind in one eye, o shaka, or both eyes are weak, both eyes are weak. Lo yira es anegoyim shenemar l'chol marei enei ha'koyhein, yafir v'gan tzach, the whole spectrum of R. A mensch has to have galdiga R in order to see the chesroinus in an eye mensch. When you go look for someone else's chesroinus, make sure you have two eyes. Depth vision. You have to be able to see his chesroinus with depth, not just superficially, and you have to have a good eyesight. Bias ha'ofel, a bias that's dark, a bias that is dark, you do not open up windows, lirois es nigoy, you do not open up the windows to see the nigoy. So there over here, with a base hamanuga. A base hamanuga, you do not open the windows to go see the nigoy. So over here, the Rav, Li means natural light. I don't need to go have any illumination. Ikum farshim.
Mishnah. You have to be out of the bias anyway.
What do you mean when the coin comes to look? What do you mean? What do you have to be out of the bias? Now we're discussing Nigi Bottom.
So that's a bias, right? Okay.
Nigas button. Let's see over here the Mufash and Bersam Halonis, Drabn of Windows, Vuhush Ainly Halonis Cloud. Alum Yesha Halonis and Mugofo is Persim to the tiny bit set by Sofok of Halonis of Mugufo is Persim Lois and Halonis Runners. Oh, so it means in Persim means you don't go bring in a construction company to go and smash out the windows, break down the walls to make windows. If you have windows, the window shades are down, you're allowed to open up the window shades. That's all it means. See, if not being Mepharshim, you think it means that if the window shades are closed, you do not open up the window shades. No, that's not what it means. It means that if you have a bias and there are walls, there's cinder blocks, and the only way you can get in some natural daylight to see what's going on is by bringing in, by making openings in. Not okay, no. By making openings in the cinder blocks, then you don't do it. Okay, that's the story. This everyone, this person means you don't go chop down the walls. That's what he felt. Let's over here, look over here at the picture number 11. We are sending going behind Suma by Sofel, Kain Suma, Kaina Suma Bachs, main of Oi, Shenechlash Mar, Shre Enof, Loyer Goyim, Shemel Hamar, and Yakain. By Sofel, by Sofel, but negative personal by Halonis, or Hadash, Lewis, the Nega, our person, Halas, Scrum, Shakar Yeshbabais. Has the Mishnah Gate, Kain Suma Bachs, main of Loshakam or Enof. Lo year as a goyim. Shenev luchol mare in yakoin. Bais offal in poyaschin lechalonis, which either means don't go break open the walls, but you're allowed to open the window shades. Ain luchalonis lewis and nigoy. Okay, now up to Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah Dalid. Ketzad v'iyas ha-nega. How do you look at a nega? Ish nirim k'oider uchemoisek zesim. A man nire. Their person was plowing and collecting alas. Nursing a child. What's a rechas mean? What does that word mean? I don't know. Ki oireches beoimdim lashachi liyod hayimonis. I don't know what that means. Rabbi Yehuda oimer af ki toiva ba pishin spinning flax lasmolis on the left side. The same shnira l'negoy kachu nira l'siglach toy. The same with the negoy. That's how you look at shading off the here. I need to just go take a cup of coffee. I'm right over here. So give me 1 second. Let me just take a look at him. Very, it's very, very weak now. I feel very weak
this
now.
Number three today, number four, number five. 13, 14, 15. Lachayim.
All I know is I'm going to the dentist today. It's the fourth time I'm going within a month to the dentist. It's the fourth time. I'm for sure going to have to go back another two times. Just basic stuff. Basic stuff. Not doing anything even very... I don't know. We'll see what he tells me. Let's see what happens. Cost a lot of money, which I don't have. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shehakol nehiyah bidvaroi.
Amen.
Listen, the world's not going to be around forever. So, either will I. Koyein, so let's see over here the next mission. Let's see over here the Rav.
So it has this nega between his legs. So he stands in front of the Kohen, Ka'oder Bekarka, as if he's plowing on the field. Shadar Gol of Lepasek Ragba, that it's commonplace to separate his feet.
Let's see the Rav. Derech Ha'oded Mavsek Raglov, Derech Ha'moisek Magbia. Someone who is Oideid means digging. He separates its legs. V'derech ha-moisek olives, magbia, he lifts up his arms. Oider, oder, choyfer b'karko, moisek loikeid ezesav. So his legs are going to be separated, and his arms are going to be raised. V'derech ha-oider mafsek raglav, he separates his nisht mon esrei. This is nisht, the stillest mon esrei over here. Das is the chazores ha-shatz. What's the chilek between Shtilas Shmona Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz? Shtilas Shmona Esrei, you have to stand in one place. Chazaras Hashatz, you can walk around. What do you do? During that doesn't make a difference. Shtilas Esrei, stand in one place, try to walk around. Both of them, you can look at your smartphone, you can think, you can do whatever you want. Doesn't really matter. Why did Chazal, were they mistaken Chazal's Hashatz? For three reasons, you know that? It's a fair of Chazal. Why are they mistaken Chazal's Hashatz? Number one, to take off your tefillin. Number two, to give tzedakah. And number three, to take off your tefillin, to give tzedakah. What was the third thing? Why you do Chazal's Hashatz? What's the third thing? To catch up on the news?
To finish talking to your friend.
What?
If you didn't have a chance to talk to him enough during this Tillish Mones, so you can finish talking with him during Chazaras
Hashatz. Okay, weiter. So therefore, Oideid is derech Oideid mafsek raglav, derech ha-moisek magbia zoroyasav. You lift up your arms. Oideid choy v'karka, moisek loikeres zesav. You collect olives. Koyreches sapas, shemafsekes es raglech. When she arranges bread, she separates her legs. This is where there's a nega tachas hadad. The mash near be'oisa shah eino nechshav beis hasesorim. Uchaminikas b'no le'inyin tachas hadad. The mash near be'oisa shah eino nechshav beis hasesorim. I don't know what this means. What are you talking about over here?
Meaning that under the breast, even though it's considered one of the body folds, it's not considered beis hasesorim. Something that's usually hidden.
So what, a kohen is going to go look at that part of the body? How could a kohen be allowed to look at that part of the body? It's not sanua.
I'm sure that the mafreshim will say, but I'm just looking in the back over here, page 133. I'm cheating. It says the Malkum Hanega, page 133. The third...
Yes, and
it says
Beisha. Benega Bein Haraglai. What is this? What is this page? Is this?
These are all summaries of the various Mishnayos.
Oh, how come we don't know about this?
We did, except that you don't want to look at it.
Mokoyim Hanega Hakoyin. So the Chaz has the Chaz on the whole Masechta.
They have it in the home of
Zephyr. He goes Mishnah by Mishnah?
He goes Mishnah by Mishnah.
So this is Mishnah Gimel. Ain't right, nigga, Adam, nigga, 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 bottom, so,
sometimes, no, I think, actually, it's not always Mishnah by Mishnah. Sometimes he combines Mishnahs to get a better understanding.
So here it says, Be'isha, Benega, Ben Raglaim, also, Benega, Ben Raglaim, Nearest Lakoin, Kimisha, Reches, Isa. So nearest klokin kimoyo, she's arranging the dough. Shadarka lefasek ketsas es ragleha. Benega tachas adad nearest rak b'mokam shagoli b'shor b'shas hanoka. Benega, so therefore if it's not near, even though it's a fold on the body, so if the basar has to be moved, so that's not called, that's called base hasis sodom, and it's not a nega. Yeah, is that what it means?
But if the amount that's visible is the same amount that is visible when a child is nursing, so even though the area is covered up, but if there's something visible, I guess, then that's permitted to see. If it's something that's being obscured by the child, it probably cannot be.
No, not the child, by the busser itself.
Right, you're correct. But I'm saying that you would use the child to be like the.
Why a child? It just lies naturally. It lies. So why do you attack and need a child?
No, because I'm saying that if a child is yonic, right? So the Kohen's not allowed to look at that area, right? But if the child is not yonic and that area would be exposed, the Kohen still cannot look at that area. However, if there is a child that's being yonic and something is exposed, then that is permitted.
Something doesn't make sense over here. This doesn't make sense over here. All right, let's go back. I don't even want to go. Let's just see what's in there. V'isha b'nega ben raglayim nega kohen gimisha rechas isa. Between her raglayim, so the amount of space is nireis la kohen kimi shay reches isa shadarko lefasek tzas es raglecha. B'nega techas adad, nireis rak b'rokam shagolu b'shas hanoka. Only in an area that's golu b'shas hanoka. B'shas hanoka. B'nega ad b'deis hashechi, nireis k'areges b'chlei eriga. She's weaving. Rabbi Yehuda nireis kitoivas pishtim. All right. So, but still, you know, you're just saying there are certain body parts that if it's concealed, if you'll go and you'll push them apart, you'll be able to see more. No, that's not the way you look at a nega. You don't go take a microscope. Just like you, when it comes to a Sefer Torah, to Paskan and Ois, you don't go take a microscope. You look at it naturally. If you see it good, an Esrek, you hold it at arm's length. Do you see three white spots, black spots? Naturally. When a woman has a nega in these parts of the body, there's a nega bein raglecha. It seems that the Kohen looked. A doctor. I don't know, like a doctor. Doctors have no Yetzirah.
Doctors do have Yetzirah, but the Yetzirah for money is even greater than that of Chayvah.
So here it's the covet, I'm the coin, I'm going to control you, I'm going to tell you what you have to do. So it sounds like, let's put tzniyus aside for the moment. Let's put that principle aside. The shaila over here is, if I go and I have the neg on a part of the body, and I go and I adjust my body, I can go and I can spread my legs more, spread them less, lift my arm up higher, manipulate my body in such a way where you will be able to see more. You will be able to see more, and then you'll be able to have the shear, so then I'll become tame. But if I would not accommodate you, and I would just stand there like a golem, and you'll see whatever you can naturally see without moving my body into a different position, then you're going to see less. So along comes the mish, that's right. The kohen doesn't need to see everything. The kohen only looks at the person when he's in a natural state of being, not as if he's doing an Olympic gymnastics competition where he's moving his body in extreme manners so you can see parts of the body that ordinarily you do not see. So when it comes to certain negoim, let's say the nega by the leg, so I'm not asking the person, okay, spread your legs to an extreme. No! The amount that we ask you to spread your legs is equivalent to what you do when you are kneading dough. Kneading dough, your legs are spread slightly, but they're not spread more. If you were to spread your legs more, we would be able to see more of the nega, and the result may come out different. But because that's not what the Torah demands, the Torah is not telling you to present yourself in an unusual way. So we look at the person as an ordinary in a certain fashion. Right, that's what it means over here.
Yeah. Meaning that whatever one is allowed to look at a woman who is nursing.
Right? What does that mean, look at a woman's nurse? What are you allowed to look? I told you, not dealing with the Yetzirah. I think when a woman is nursing, it means that probably it's swollen. The shape of the basar takes on a different surah when a woman is nursing versus when a woman is not nursing. When a woman is nursing, her body is swollen, no? With milk.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that changes the dynamics of what is revealed, what is not revealed. When a woman is in a state of nursing, so her body is different. What?
It does not have to, but it can.
Okay, fine. So whatever it is. So if this particular woman, if she happens to be, whatever the evaluation is, that if she was nursing, so her body would adjust in a different way, would appear in this. So therefore, that is the determining factor of what the kohen needs to inspect. It's not that the baby is there. It's a woman who is in the matzah of nursing. which causes her body to be in a certain matzav. So then if she wasn't nursing, her body would be in a different matzav. What would the kohen be able to see? It would be different and a natural. Oh, but it can be manipulated. The body can be stretched and it can be azoy and azoy and azoy and azoy, and then you'll be able to see more or less achveis. So no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is you present yourself to a kohen in a very general matzav. And when it comes to a nega tachas adat, so the matzav is anisha yonekes. Is that a gul or chumra? I don't know, chveis, whatever it is. I don't want to delve into this, if you know what I mean. After I know all the Sisrei Torah, we can come back and we can be discuss this. L'chol pirotecha v'diktukecha v'chavonosecha. This doesn't get me exactly. Ah, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Weiter. Can't wait. I can't wait to go. Just hand over your credit card. Stand clear of the closing doors. Stand clear of the credit card machine.
Let's finish.
Weiter. I'm sure they called out the guy. The guy got mixed up because they're kohen here. Anyone kohen? Then he came to the Levi. Are there any avaryonim here? I mean, Levim. Did you ever see that? Aldas hamakoyim onumatir b'lehispalelim hu avaryonim. Wait a minute. Are there any avaryonim here? Rabbi Isai, before we do kol nidre, we need anyone. We have to say Matin Lislim Ho Avaryonim. We can't say this. Are there any Avaryonim here? Anyone want to raise their hand? Yes.
There used to be one of the guys who was a little bit off. Unfortunately, MTJ used to have a collection of several. And, the phone booth outside the main base Medrash. The one that Rav David used to take life-threatening phone calls, life-altering phone calls from that phone booth. So the phone used to ring. This guy used to pick up the telephone, used to say, "Hello, Yeshiva Shalmata." "Hello, how can I help you, Yeshiva Shalmata?"
It's a good one. I like that one. It's a good one. Got to write that one down. Weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here, so let's go back to the Mishnah over here in the Mishnah. Mishnah in the Rav. The Rav says, Ki oideir uchemoisek, derecha oideir, umafsik raglov, viderecha moisek, magbia zero esaf. Oideir choifer bekaka, moisek loiked ezesaf. Kereches esapas, shemafsekes esragleha. Uchemidikas benol in tachas hadad, the mash nirbo isa shah, ain't nechshaf base hasisodim. Ki oireges beoimdin, what is oireges beoimdim la shechi, kishemagbas yodo hayimonis le eroik, umegal le beis hashechi shalom, when she weaves. Ki toive bepishtim, shederecham
atoive. That's the armpit, right?
Armpit. To spin, shederech atoive lahbi yodo hasmolis, umegal le hashechi hasmoli. Now, what's this lehiskalachtoi? Biyom torosoi. When it comes to shaving, on the day that he's tar, when a mitzvah is tar, he has to shave off all of the hair of his body. What does that include? Mitzvah legalech l'sivya sirshav yisizikonim yisgam b'seinav ma'ei l'mokam kinas seyar v'nira af kol mokam kinas seyar v'nira prad l'beis hasasodim. Only, let's see the mission again inside the portion. The case that we are saying, "Ish near ke oid when ish when is ke oider uchim oisek zaysim." So oider is which means the man has a nega on his legs. On his legs, he separates his feet. Moisek is where he has a nega and his arms. He lifts up the arms the same degree that he lifts up his arms when it's moisek zaysim. Ha'isha, if she has a nega on her legs, ke reches is like as if she is. Okay, reches, arranging bread. right? That's arranging bread. And uchemenika, which is a neg on the dad, tachas adad, it's uchemenika svina. Kioreges v'oimdim. Okay, then what about kioreges v'oimdim v'oimdim lashachi liyon hayamonis? What does that mean? How do you read that? Kioreges v'oimdim, what does that mean? Shemakbas yada hayamonis la'era gumagal la'beis hashachi shalom. Like a woman, kioreges v'oimdim lashachi.
I don't understand. She's standing, not sitting down.
What is the meaning? When she's weaving, the oimdim la shechi, she magbas yoda himanis la ereg, and magal la beza shechi shalah. And the oimdim la shechi, like, liyar himanis.
I think that she's standing. No?
Okay. Then we come to Rabbi Yehuda Meir says, "Af kitoyva b'pishdan." It's all zelbezach. Shdeich hadvi lag biyot asmol se megal lehashech yasmoli v'ashein nir b'kach v'nechav v'ezesar. Fine. Now, the last part of the Mishnah says what? Kishem shenira l'nigoy kach l'nir lehiskalach. The same amount that's nira for requiring for them to present yourself to the kohen to see is the same thing where you have to shave, to cut off the hair. You only have to remove the hair in the place that's called golui. And that's nigle. This and this. And these are called nigle. Okay, what does Ikim Mefarshim say? Let's see Ikim Mefarshim. Ikim Mefarshim over here says what? Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet Hakdama. Mishnah Seinim Melanes Sheina Sheina Koyin Roy Negoim El Mokem Golu Shavugov Yisha Yivisha Loi Bebeis Hasas Sodim Shemuchus Avkeshehem Eirumim, even when they are naked, even when they are naked. Ki Oigreges Beoimdim Harosh Perish Shemesharim Beoigreges Bechli Ariga Haoimdim Lefaneha, that are standing before her. Shemegbas She lifts upashetes yada hayimonis biyoser. Over sefer kabban aron nireh shagores beomrin. Ah, so when it says what oimdim means, oimdim lefoneha, it means that she is involved in weaving with the utensil, the kli that's in front of her. So therefore, she has to stretch her body to a certain degree. And then when it says over here, the next line over here, it says over here, with a sefer carbon iron near it, she goes be omrin stalks. Hainu areges betzemer. Omrin means wool. Amar is wool. That stalks means wool. She's areges with wool. The word amarim is a different gear, so not oimdim, but omrim, which means wool, and she is standing. Okay, let's see over here what it says over here in the picture, in the chart. In the chart is over here, nega, ben haragalayim. The ish. Let's first discuss the state of a man. Near lakayin kishuhu I made. He's standing. Ko'oy der bekarko shadarko lefasek raglav mash ena near beamidazu nechsha besasar. The isha, when she is standing, the bottom nearest lakayin kimisha reches isa. She's kneading dough shadarko lepasek sas esraglechav imhano nega tachas adad hakayin roye rak b'makom shagoloi b'shas hanaka. But the part that's not goli b'shas hanoka, that's underneath the skin, that is not necessary to be seen. Nega beis hashechi. What's nega beis hashechi? Nir lakoyin kimi shemoisek zesim. Okay, is moisek in the beis hashechi. Nir lakoyin kimi shemoisek zesim. You are collecting olives. Shadar koy lohorim ziroy oisof. Umash einu nir kemah midazu einu boidik v'ishtar. What about an isha? When does she raise her hands? When she weaves. Nira kereges b'chle ariga, the utensils that are oimdim lefoneha. Shadar kolag b'yada. Or Rabbi Yehuda nira kitev aspisha. When she's spinning, so the zelbazach, you're lifting up your hands. Now, haklal ha-hilchasi, the halachic principle. What is the halachic principle of this Mishnah? Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah seinu mifaretes shaloisha dvarim shein adam don. Even when they're naked, the
I mean, that's very interesting. Let's say let's say that within a house, right? So I'm just putting together a couple of things. Let's say that inside the house you could be mitzvah of two lesions. Or let's say when the person's naked, you can be mitzvah of two lesions. Even though you can, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. Right? Because the Torah doesn't require you to do those things. Right? So you can be down the kav's chus, or I don't know, down the kav's chus. I don't know if it's a kula or a flumra. Probably a kula, I guess.
You're going to have less to look at. Right. You're going to have less to look at.
Right.
Okay, let's see. What's the pralach principle? When it's between its armpit, lifting up his arms to collect the olive. So Isha, when she has it between the legs, when she's arranging bread, and if she has all of that, it's uchaminika, it's bina. And what about when she is Beis HaShechi, it's kereges be'oimdin, when she's weaving with the utensil that's right in front of her. It's oime lifaneha, which requires to lift up her hand, or it's beomrin with a resh, which means she is weaving wool and she has to lift up the right hand. Lashachi la yelivanis, Rabbi Yehuda afki toiva, the left hand spinning linen bepishdan lasmolis. So it comes in a merdik zach, nai zach, nai soid, nai unfan, is that when we talk, Chazal talk about wool and shatnez. Wool is the koich of the yamin, and linen, pishdan, is the koich of smol. Because since over here we're talking about the ikar hand that's being done, you're doing something with one hand, and the other hand you're using the other hand. So we're talking over here about raising your hand. When we talk about, this is a machshava zach, this is like a Moshe Shapiro type of zach. You're dealing with wool represents the yad yamin. We're dealing with linen, pishta, and you're dealing with the yad smol. Because the dominant hand is the hand that's being lifted up and raised up. And in the avoida of fashioning, weaving wool, the avoida is ariga. And in linen, the avoida is tevia. And mamela, when it comes to wool, it's the yad yamin. And when it comes to tevia, it's the yad smol. This is choy mer l'drush. Choy mer l'drush. In other words, Hashem is buried the refuah according to the Maka. The lachas is not going to be any more chamor than the refuah is not going to be any more chamor than the Maka. The Maka is the nigoy, and the refuah is the gelachtoy. Therefore, it's going to be the zelbazach. All right, so we learned over here today two Mishnayos. No, three. Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Three Mishnayos, Gvaldik. I gotta go, okay? I gotta go.
All right, that's left around. Good luck at the dentist.
What?
Right, if you need any potent painkiller, triplicate, illicit.
I need. Control. I want other stuff. You want to give me other stuff? I need blood pressure medicine. I'm a time bomb. My doctor wants me to come to her.